The Athens anti-discrimination movement has grown in a very short time to become an important voice for social justice in the Athens community. Last week, the organization opened a new justice center to continue its mission. I spoke to the AADM's president and co-founder, Mocha Jasmine Johnson, about the center and what it provides.
We're going to open our justice center and bookstore. This facility is going to address people that are dealing with mass incarceration and support for knowing how to protect their rights, and also a place, a safe space for the youth, because we will host our teen social justice program there. And we know there's COVID-19, but mass incarceration is also still an issue that needs to be addressed.
And so you're serving multiple purposes for the community.
Mm-hmm. We started a bailout program. We also started a community service program. We're offering tutoring during COVID, and we've been able to touch a lot of people's lives. We don't just protest and rally for things. We also advocate for policy changes, and we also will go into the community and try to make tangible changes. We saw where we could help people get back on their feet and to be more productive in a restorative approach. We want people to know that there's a place that they can go to get some real help.
And you mentioned that bailout. Is that a fund that you help people get out of jail with, Mocha?
Yes. So basically, the bailout fund started back over the summer when we had the Justice for Black Lives protest. People were getting incarcerated for peacefully protesting. So we started the bailout fund, and then we also were able to help other people to get out of jail. So where we also really see the need is once they get out of jail is like dealing with the legal fines and fees so they don't end up going back into jail. And even during COVID-19, we have helped to house families that have nowhere to go, pregnant moms, caught up for things as traffic tickets and not working right now, and then have to show up for court and don't have the money. We're helping people out like that. So it's not as people look at it and be like, well, they commit the crime, you know, they should be locked up. It's not that straightforward and simple.
Right. So if they can pay the fines, basically, they can keep their lives.
Right. Exactly. Once you are incarcerated, there are court fees and fines that are in place. So now you have a debt. So you are leaving jail with a debt. And when COVID-19 hit, there were still people out here that needed to complete their community service. And there were facilities open and available for that. So we created an online-based program to where people were able to complete their community service, still be involved in a community, and then also provide some support in different ways when it came to court fines and fees.
Yeah, that you don't even think about that if you haven't had a brush with the system. If you're fortunate, you don't realize that it's not just, oh, I paid my bail, I'm good. There are other things involved that mm-hmm. you might not have the resources to deal with.
Right, especially during these times when people weren't working, and it's better to help people to get back on their feet so they can be productive members of society as opposed to struggling and not having enough resources, because then that could possibly lead to a life of crime. You know, poverty is tied to crime. It's like a horrible, like, spiral effect, because if you're born into poverty, you cannot say that I created that for myself.
Right.
Right. When you're pulling yourself up by your bootstrap, you do have some type of assistant or at least a strong support system. Some people are lucky that they're born into a family of wealth and privilege. That's help. Some people are lucky that they're born with a different skin tone. That is also help. You know, depending on what skin tone that is. Right. So people don't see those things.
Right.
So I'm hoping that this Justice Center, you know, it is here in Athens. It is going to be based out of Athens, but I see us being able to serve people not just within Athens, but within the surrounding areas as well in the royal towns.
And is this going to be available on Zoom or later or something, where you have it available maybe on your website or Facebook page?
Yeah, we're doing a recording, and we're going to release a small documentary. People will be able to see not just the office, but some of the work that we've been doing.
And Mocha, tell me a little bit about how people can support your mission.
You can visit aadmovement.org, click on the donation button, and also volunteer their time, and we're accepting book donations.
Thank you so much, Mocha.
Thank you. I appreciate it.